Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1515, Resistant Starch, The Things You Need to Know, by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, hope you had a great weekend and happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have lots of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Resistant Starch, The Things You Need to Know, by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. Resistant starch has gained a lot of recognition over the last few years for the potential health benefits associated with it. Theoretically, resistant starches can be an easy way to improve overall gut health while resulting in a lot of other health outcomes too. So, what is it? Starches are long chains of glucose found in carbohydrate-rich foods. Resistant starch is a form of starch that is resistant to digestion. Basically, resistant starch is a unique form of fiber. It passes through the small intestine to the large intestine, mostly undigested. Types of resistant starch. Type 1, physically inaccessible. These types of starches cannot be broken down during digestion, and they are naturally found in legumes, seeds, and whole grains. Type 2, resistant granules. These contain high amounts of a polysaccharide known as amylase and are resistant. These are naturally found in unripe bananas, potatoes, and some legumes. The more raw or uncooked these foods are, the higher the resistant starch content. Unripe bananas are high in this type of resistant starch, but ripe bananas are not. Type 3, retrograded. Cooking and then cooling certain starch-rich foods changes the starch and makes it more resistant to digestion. These are naturally found in cooked and cooled potatoes and rice. And then type 4, chemically modified. Some companies have isolated and produced their own forms of resistant starches. How can it help? Resistant starch can act as a prebiotic fiber. It can be used as a food source for the gut bacteria in the large intestine. This typically has a positive impact on both the type and number of healthy bacteria in the gut microbiome. It also helps to increase the amount of short-chain fatty acids in the gut too. In particular, it increases butyrate significantly. This has long been associated with positive health outcomes. Although it's hard to measure, it looks like the average Australian consumes about 3 to 9 grams of resistant starch per day. Intakes of between 15 and 20 grams have been linked with positive health outcomes. Most people likely would benefit from increasing their intake. Insulin sensitivity. Increased consumption of resistant starch appears to improve insulin sensitivity. A combination of this and some other aspects result in the blunting of blood sugar levels after eating. For context, research has indicated an average of a 33 to 50% improvement in insulin sensitivity after just 4 weeks of consuming 15 to 30 grams of resistant starch per day. The applications of this for somebody with diabetes could be huge. management of the condition could be significantly improved with a few changes like this. Obviously, there are a lot of other things that can make a larger improvement, but this could be an easy win. Irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. With irritable bowel syndrome, there is often a lot of focus on things like FODMAPs due to the effectiveness it has for most cases of IBS. If FODMAPs do not work, there are a lot of other options to focus on, such as stress management and manipulation of fiber types and amount. But something that is less commonly spoken about is the role that the things like bifidobacteria and butyrate play. Those with IBS who experience pain have on average over 5 times fewer bifidobacteria than those who do not experience pain. People with IBS also typically have lower levels of butyrate. These are two things resistant starch increases. There isn't a lot of research directly studying the impact on IBS when resistant starch intake is increased, but the theoretical mechanism for improvement makes sense. If you decide to increase the amount of resistant starch in your diet to help manage symptoms, it's worth slowly increasing rather than rapidly increasing. A sharp increase in total fiber intake can often make symptoms worse rather than better. Weight loss. Carbohydrates typically have 4 calories per gram. Resistant starch only has 2 calories per gram. Therefore, resistant starch is lower calorie than other starchy equivalents. Beyond that, though, it also helps with satiety. This typically results in people consuming fewer total calories each day, due to the combination of reduced appetite and it also being slightly lower calorie. It could be a useful tool as part of a well-designed fat loss approach. Other potential benefits. There is also the potential that resistant starch can reduce the risk of bowel cancer. Other digestive conditions, such as inflammatory bowel disease and diverticulitis, could also be improved too. More research is needed, but there is some promise based on theoretical mechanisms and the research we have so far. Practical takeaway points. Resistant starch can provide health benefits. It should not be the top priority, though. There are a lot of other areas of nutrition worth prioritizing above resistant starch. If you wanted to improve your intake of resistant starch, though, the following would be the best place to start. 1. Focus on consuming legumes, seeds, and whole grains regularly. 2. Consider having cooked and then cooled potato or rice. Consider having less ripe bananas. 3. Consider purchasing cereal options that are fortified with resistant starches. And 4. Increase your intakes slowly. Increasing too quickly likely leads to symptoms like bloating and gas that otherwise could be avoided as your body gets used to the higher intake. You just listened to the post titled Resistant Starch: The Things You Need to Know by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I was in school earning my doctoral degree, my research was actually focused on looking at how dietary fiber and foods like resistant starches affected weight loss and blood sugar. And through this research, we found that a fiber-rich diet not only helped with weight loss, but also improved blood sugar levels in those with type 2 diabetes. And as today's author Aiden mentioned, since I've been out of school for about 10 years now, through newer research, we're learning about how these resistant starches might benefit us. One of the keys may be that fancy-sounding compound called butyrate. It turns out butyrate is really important for keeping the cells of our gut healthy. It's a fuel source for them. Without fuel, they'll die. But with adequate fuel, these gut cells will work better. And a healthy gut may mean less disease risk from head to toe. So, putting it all together, consuming foods that are good sources of dietary fiber and resistant starches may lead to a healthier gut, which will reduce our risk for disease, and not just gut-related disease. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.